In this dark time on planet Earth, you sense that rumbling something under the surface, that yearning, that echoed call, that torchlight within guiding and growing, that quickening. Our wake-up call, it's time to come a little closer to this hunch that the way things were is done. And allow the death that makes space for the something new that needs to be born and absolutely will be through us. Courage, permission, follow this yearning, this pull, give life and face to the invisible that's growing in you from the inside. Take that torchlight and turn it into a bonfire, a funeral pyre for the way things were. Dance with your inkling around the flames and look for the shape and brightness of a new spark. Emerge, burn, that conditioning, habituation, indoctrination that told you once and again, feminine, cycles, your body, longing, intuition, and wild calls do not matter and do not exist. But they do. We are. We birth and bleed and know the earth turns and the moon cycles. So do we. These miracles of womanhood simply are. Untouched by modern madness, our deeper purpose cannot be bought or sold. Our ability to conceive a new way cannot be taken away from us. These are sacred things, woman things, our things, and we are living proof that they exist and are necessity, whole and medicine. The most sane thing you can do in these unusual times is to trust the invisible within. Pay special attention to new ideas that move through. Become intimate with the heat of wishes without knowing where they will lead. Listen to and heed your gut sense vision of the way things are and are not even, and especially as they change. Decline superfluous invitations. Cancel say no without explanation. Today, reorient yourself to reality, genuine, in the moment, pulse sensation. You, your body will show the way. Be like the wind, shift things, sway. Look for the sanity of women's wisdom, the feminine rhythms within your womb and heart, mind. Find them in nature. Do your best to search for this sanity in humanity's experience now. And most importantly, synchronize yourself with this, the fertility of the creative void. That is being expressed. Our planet now, this is where we are. We gestate our drumbeat, and you've been hearing it below the noise. Woman, this belongs to you. Gestation, women's business, it's undeniably true. Own it, orient, accept, step in, swing your hips, remember it in your woman flesh and bones, that song of your grandmother's womb home, return, find your place in the cauldron tomb, heaven womb, take a seat, hold vigil, see, in the dark you already know how to become. An eager student of the invisible soon forms teacher, woman, rightful leader of this pull from within, this urge to feed that invisible fire in the belly of things, to create and claim new open space, your life, its proof, you're already right in this labyrinth together, follow it back to center, we will trust. Yourself, what calls to you, the drum you hear, the sixth sense, the mystery, your body cycles, desire, dark, what you see and don't see, but sense how you feel. Trust you, I do, because you possess power, conception, growth, death, birth, bring forth from the formless through that holy gate at the root something new. We need to be born, and it can only be through you.